Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
All right, guys, this is actually... Hold up. What?
What?
Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
Okay. Oh,
that was like really weird.
What is even happening? Okay. Anyway.
Okay, it is.
Yeah. No, no, no.
This is why we win all the awards.
That's it.
Okay, Darren is drinking water right now. We're not sure what... there you go.
Sorry,
there we are.
Just, So, this is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
The firefighters in the United States of America around about 1878 were getting really upset that the African-American firefighters were getting to the fires before them.
Yeah.
They couldn't figure it out. No one had actually explicitly said what it was that made them quicker. Turns out that one of the guys, completely by mistake, they were delivering hay the one day, and the pole with the hay bales were there. One of the firemen jumped onto the pole from the third floor instead of using the stairs. And then that company, the engine company 21, just kept on using the pole. So they kept on getting to the fire quicker because they didn't have to run down three flights of stairs.
No.
Oh.
And it took a couple of years before people like asked questions like, how come you guys are always here faster? And they're like, well, because we don't take the stairs. And then everyone adopted it. But it was like completely from an accident. It was never sort of like thought through. How did we get from floor three to floor one?
That a little is bit, genius.
Yeah, quicker than... Almost happened again. I'm sorry.
What is going on?
Sorry.
I thought maybe you're going to like, oh, and that's how pole vault or stuff. But I like that. That's good.
No. All right. So I want you to... Do you know the name Maria Oktia Braskaya?
No.
Maria Oktia Braskaya.
Are we meant to know Maria?
You should.
Maria Oktia.
You should know Maria Oktia Braskaya. Her husband was killed during World War II. She's a Russian. And her Russian husband soldier was killed during World War II. She was so upset, incensed, that she sold the entire family's possessions, bought a tank, and then petitioned the USSR to go and fight for them. And they're like, yeah, go for it. She killed so many Nazis.
Oh, no.
That they gave her the Soviet Union's highest military honor. She had no training, no rank, no nothing. Sold the family heritage.
Oh, dear.
Got a tank and did the things that need to be done. And she got the highest military honor.
Yeah, but she also died very young.
There's that as well.
Flipping all. 38.
That's not
That is a fact.
Yes.
That is a name that we should know in history for what happened there.
Let's see.
This is my favorite story. You're going to love this one.
Yeah, tell us.
Pigs are a fascinating creature.
Mm.
And the difference between a wild pig or a boar and a pig, it evolves and it changes according to a pig's environment. A pig is master of its environment.
Oh, yeah?
So it can live either, you know, in the comfort of someone's sty or in the wild with very little intervention.
Yeah.
And then the wild pigs of Canada do something very, very interesting, because I don't know if you've ever been to Canada, but when it gets cold, it gets cold. So these pigs burrow and burrow and burrow and burrow until they get below the ice, below the snow, and then below the sand.
No.
Oh, they actually have little sort of like pig shelters that they make for themselves.
Like bunny pigs.
Yeah. Guess what they called?
What?
Well, what the Canadians call them.
Piglets.
Pigloos.
Pigloos.
Yeah.
Oh.
These little homes that the pigs make. So instead of them... Oh, did you get it now?
I didn't know, yeah.
Okay,
I was thinking a pig toilet.
An ice... No, like an ice home for Eskimos would be an igloo.
Igloo.
The ones that the pigs make
are
pigloos.
That's gangster.
How cool is that?
That's very cute.
Did it happen?
Oh, yeah, man.
What happened?
We just got fat.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.